T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night goes to Alexi Lafreniere. The Rangers are back. Back in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they clinch tonight. He scores to take the lead 3-2, 5-4 when you need it. Adam Fox scores the game-winning goal, and like I said, that's another one of those games that Rangers fans watch tonight. You watch them fight. You watch them rally without key guys. Guys are hurt, so what? Not going to lay down. Got an opportunity to clinch the playoffs tonight against the Flyers. Let's get it done. The Rangers won, and Alexi Lafreniere is my Casamigos big shot of the night. Okay, last hour of these five-hour shows is usually open mic. It's wide open. If you guys want to call in and talk about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Indiana State in the NIT, they're rocking right now. Number one seed with 59.7 seconds left. They're up 80-77 over Cincinnati. Nobody's going to call and ask about that. If you guys want to talk about Mark Vientos, I was just in my TikTok chat. Shout out to everybody watching on TikTok. Some people on TikTok that aren't familiar with WFAN or the radio, they're like, how come we can't hear the calls? Or how come you're not talking to the chat? I'm like, basically, you're just live watching me work. During the break, I can interact with you, but I can't really interact with you during the show because I'm live on air hosting for X amount more people, like thousands of more people. So back to the show. I was talking to them about Mark Vientos and JD Martinez and how, you know, Paulie was saying, well, the plan was this. I'm like, to hell with the plan. I don't know what you guys want, right? I gave you the example of my mom at Christmas selling me on, nah, we can't afford it, babe. Can't get all that. Not going to happen. And then the joy that you have Christmas morning when you lied. Thank you for lying. It's not. Do you feel like you can't trust your parents because they told you they weren't going to get you something and they came through with a surprise? No, you love them more. You appreciate them more. The morale is higher. You feel better about that. And I feel that that's how the Mets fans should feel about their team. You don't have to sit through an experiment year of you're going to see so much of Mark Vientos, whether he succeeds or fails. No, you have a proven hitter who's got a World Series ring, who you've seen get it done in L.A., in Boston, and most likely will get it done here. And when you look at that lineup, it looks a lot better now, penciling in J.D. Martinez as the DH. Now, will you see Vientos like David Stearns and Steve Cohen told you? Yeah, potentially at some point this year. Go crush it in AAA. Take your energy and your, you know, your disappointment and apply it, turn it into something good, and make the most out of your opportunity there. And when we need a guy, we'll call you up. 877-337-6666. Andrew and Far Rockaway, what you got? You're on The Fan.
How are you, Keith?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. So first, I want to ask Paulie something. Fine, so the plan was to have Vientos, but who would you rather have in the lineup, Martinez or Vientos, who could only hit a fastball? He can't hit anything else other than a fastball. Martinez is a veteran hitter who showed he's hit over 40 home runs with the Tigers Diamondbacks, and he's been very good in Boston and in L.A. Who would you rather have in your team?
Come back in. Paul was about to step out. Paul, go ahead.
Who would I rather have? I would rather have J.D. Martinez. I don't mind them signing J.D. Martinez. I mind them not signing other players that could have helped them the past 5 months, because they said the plan was play the young guys.
Name two.
Two of who?
Two players that they didn't sign the past couple months.
And don't say a guy who's going to add on $40 million to luxury tax.
Right, and then exactly what I was going to say. Let's look at what they signed for.
Then don't sign anybody. If you're worried about the luxury tax, don't sign anybody.
Which would be 24, which is not so much money.
It's not even 24 because of the way they structured it.
I don't want to hear anyone complaining about the luxury tax.
I don't want to hear you complaining about Vientos, lying about Vientos.
Vientos hasn't been good.
That's a stupid thing to say. No, straight up. It is. It's a dumb thing.
No, Vientos hasn't.
Okay, you know what? You could go take your team with Mark Vientos and go play it somewhere else. The Mets are going to play with J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, the Rumble Ponies. All right, Paul, your mic is cut. Andrew doesn't want to hear from you. Your mic is cut. You're done.
I'm going to cut Andrew in a second.
The Mets have a very good lineup this year, but their starting pitching and their bullpen could be a problem. I'm saying the Mets could have
And maybe if they would have handled it differently, it wouldn't be a problem.
Paul,
That's my point.
Hold on. Paul, you're saying that you could have fixed up the how many guys are you getting with not a crazy big budget? Because David Stearns does not want to spend a ton of money. How many guys are you getting to fix up a bullpen and a starting pitching, which is not very good? Can you name three guys?
Then don't tell me. Don't get on your knees for Steve Cohen, then, that he's the owner, if you're worried about luxury tax and payroll.
Yo, I said your mic was cut.
Blame him.
He's out of here, Andrew. You're still on. I'm with you. These younger Mets fans need hope, optimism, and something to get excited about as we walk into opening day. Man, I feel like the signing of J.D. Martinez last week was the Mets saying, hey, buy tickets to opening day. Hey, we can afford to give you what you want. We hear you. We hear what you're saying. You want an actual DH, and we found a way to get you one. To hell with the plan. We're still following the plan, but we don't have to follow the plan exactly how we told you, because some of us want to do something like bring in a proven MLB hitter to be a DH, which fixes a problem that you've had for
exactly
the last couple years of Don Smith and Daniel Vogelback and Darren Ruff. And whoever else.
One thing I agree with Paul with is they should have gotten Juan Di Peralta. $4 million a year, which is not a lot of money. 4-year deal. He's a very good pitcher. Should have gotten him. Went to the Padres.
I don't know. The Yankees should have got him. Let's have that conversation.
Okay, he was on the Yankees and he wasn't going back. I'm saying, you know, why not the Mets?
There are opt-outs in that contract, and I feel like the way that that contract was structured, only the Padres were giving him that deal. And I think the Yankees looked at him as getting a little bit older and not necessarily going to be the guy he was. I had said that he was effective. He was proven in the postseason. They should have brought him back because they didn't really have much going on with left-handed relievers. But it's all about the deal and where they take the deal. It takes two to tango. Even with Jordan Montgomery right now, the Yankees weren't getting him for that deal. He wasn't coming back to the Yankees on a one-year vesting option, like prove it. He wasn't doing that for the Yankees. He wasn't. It's a two-way street.
One last thing about the Knicks. I'm very scared about Randall and Obi. I don't need Mitchell Robinson back. I'm saying Hartenstein's doing fine, opening up the floor for Brunson. But Randall is still on contact. He still has a pad on his shoulder with contact. And Obi also, they're still letting it rest, and he's not playing until he's fully healthy. I don't know what to do about that. Thanks for taking my call.
Great call, Andrew. And you should be worried. If I'm a Knicks fan, which I'm not, but I'm obviously a host on this radio station, and I've watched a ton of Knicks games, and I understand what Julius Randle does for this team, what OG Anunoby does for this team. I would be afraid right now that those guys aren't ready to go. It's April on Monday. Like, you don't have that much time for these guys to get back and gel. And I mean, I know that they're pros. I know that, you know, Randle's an all-star. But, like, man, I would be a little worried about what this year could be, because there was a point in this year, literally 2024, January, where we were all like, hey, they can beat any team in the NBA. Here we go. This is the Knicks team. They figured it out. This is the group. with trades and signings and getting the wrong guys out of here and the right guys in, the Villanova guys, like, this is the group. They figured it out. Well, the group is missing two guys that, like, I think it's everybody knows this. It's not crazy for me to say. You don't have a chance to get in. And I never was saying this. I've been the host on The Fan to say, I'm not going to tell you what you can or can't do because I've watched too much NBA basketball and everybody gets hurt and everybody has a series where a player goes down and misses a game, whether it's Giannis or Embiid or Draymond, or like, it affects every team. Trae Young, we've seen it every year. The Nets, the team I root for, oh, KD's available, but Harden goes down. Kyrie goes down. Like, it's just injuries are a part of it. It's not crazy for me to say you're not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals without Randle, without OG. You're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to. And you know that. You know that. So you guys should be worried about that. You need those guys back, and they can't just pop back in and play. Like, they do have to get some run. They do have to have at least a couple games to play. And, like, I mean, even using the Nets, going back to the Nets, I remember I went to the Nets game. I think it was Nets versus Cavs, maybe late in the season in that 2021 year. And it was like, oh, they're finally getting the big three together. And it was cool and all, but it was like, you know, they were just letting some people back into the arena. And I felt like it was too little too late. And I'm like, these guys, this is not enough time to gel. In the NBA, like, a game or two is not enough time. Like, you need a month or two to honestly, like, have the practices and the live game reps and the film study to play as a unit. And the teams that have that unit already are just better served. They're better served for the moment, the heat of battle, crunch time, because they have the reps and rapport. And I think this Knicks team has to get healthy fast. I know, obviously, you can ride off of, Brunson and DiVincenzo and guys like Deuce McBride stepping up and Josh Hart here and there, but it would be a shame. It would be a shame to see this Knicks season not be what it could have potentially been, because, like, we were looking at them when OG came in, like, wow, they, like, this is it. OG was playing out of his mind. You guys know what happened. Get whole, or the playoffs are not going to feel the same, and there's going to be this, like, aura over Madison Square Garden, however they match up, wherever they end up in the standings, that, like, man, without OG at 100%, without Julius back, like, what if? You don't want to have the what if. I'm still living in the what if of, oh, man, people love having podcasts and conversations about, oh, what if Kyrie never got hurt? Oh, that Nets team wins the championship. Like, that's the worst feeling. It's not enjoyable at all to talk about, oh, well, if Giannis didn't undercut Kyrie. What if? What if? Let's go to Eastchester and talk to Sophia on The Fan. What's up, Sophia? Sophia, thanks for holding. I know it's been a while. Sophia, are you there? Can you hear me? See, this is what I was talking about. Sometimes you might have me on speaker. Sometimes you might have me on a Bluetooth speaker. She was waiting for all that time. I got to her, and she just dropped off. You get your opportunity, I'm going to go to you. Zach is in New Jersey next up on The Fan. Hopefully Zach is ready. Zach, go.
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm a friend of Avery from St. Louis. I know you were on the call with him earlier, but yeah, we went to school together. He's in college now. I'm a senior, so. But we do talk a lot about, like, New York sports and stuff, so it's an honor to be here.
Oh, nice. And thanks for Avery. I don't know if you guys came up on my show together or whether he told you to call in or whatever, but I'll give him the assist.
It was kind of my idea. I saw him, like, being involved with the W Fan. I was like, maybe I should try giving this a call. Maybe I'll get on there.
W Fan, yeah. WFAN, W Fan. You're on. You're live. So what you got?
So, you know that the New York Rangers officially have clinched a playoff spot tonight. That is right?
Yes, sir.
And the score, I want to talk about the score, first of all. It was 6-5 in overtime. There's, like, some sort of historic vibe whenever the Rangers win by that score. Like, one specific, and be aware that my Saxon's not the best. I'm like, they call me a bandwagon fan, apparently, even though I've only been in the hockey for, like, 2 years, specifically the Rangers. Whenever the Rangers win, like, by a score of 6-5 in overtime, it gives off a historic vibe. Like, you had the game before COVID when Mika Zibanejad scored 5 goals. They won 6-5 against the Capitals. And then earlier this year, you had the stadium series against the Islanders. We all know how great that game was. That also ended in 6-5, the overtime. And now tonight, when the Rangers, you had Artemi Panarin having 100 points, the Rangers having 100 points, Peter Laviolette winning his 800th game, and obviously you have the Rangers clinching the playoffs while winning 6-5 in overtime against the Flyers. So you kind of get what I'm on?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down. I had said that there's something special about tonight and that that is a game that fans will remember. Now you've actually backed it up with factual information and numbers. Universe never unconnects you. Keep going, Zach. What else you got?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to notice the difference between this team. Like, this was a completely different – I'm not completely different. It was quite different from the first half of the All-Star break from the second half. This team has gone 18-4-1. Since the All-Star break. And I think that has to do, we all know that there was some sort of a little bit of an issue with the Rangers lying within the mistake of losing control of the puck, particularly when defending near the red line. And it sort of caused all the opponents to getting close to the crease, making it difficult for the goalies to defend and letting in just like unanswered goals like that. And I think to improve that, the defense needed to better cover rushes and maintain control of the blue line. That would create more offensive chances, and it would simplify stuff like maintaining possession in the offensive zone. And I think since then, the defense has definitely improved. They've gotten stronger. They've gotten more tense and pressured. And I think they specifically found the guy who was able to sort of come in there and just like bring a strong set, especially in Matt Rimpey.
Zach, are you getting too deep into the hockey conversation on the Fan? I don't got that much time. I'm messing with you. What's the last thing you got before I let you go?
So yeah, definitely. I'll just say the team definitely improved. You have to give credit to Panarin. I'm not letting you say this without giving credit to Artemi Panarin. The guy has been a freaking sellout, that kid.
Thanks for the call, Zach. I wasn't going to ruin your first call to the Fan. Like, I appreciate that and the info. We're just getting too deep into the puck talk, deep into the weeds. I don't think there's anybody that would have let you get that far with it. But, I mean, the first part of it was great, right? The 6-5 thing is significant. The number of wins for the coach and all those other things. I mark it down. March 26, Air Max Day, the Rangers get an overtime win against the Flyers, one that I think will stand out when you look back on this entire season. Let's keep it rolling. James is in Lindenhurst, New York. Hello, James.
What's up, Keith? I just wanted to build off that Vientos point you guys are making. I mean, I don't really feel like we're diverting from the plan by sending a kid down who's shown you nothing to make you say we got to keep him up. In the regular season, he gave you nothing. I know it's spring training. You can't look too much into it. He still gave you nothing. And honestly,
he hit some home runs in spring. It's not enough. He hit some home runs in the spring. It's not enough to say, hey, we're not signing J.D. Martinez who wants to come here.
Exactly.
But I think fans get confused. Like, so stay with me, James. Like, that's what I was just saying on TikTok and even during the break. I'm like, what do you guys want? You want them to stay with this punt plan or do you want them to go for it on fourth down? You literally got the fourth down and they said, no, we're not punting here. We're going to go for it. They just picked up a first down for you, to make a football analogy. Now you feel better about the offense.
And exactly. And if we're diverting from the plan, odds are that means the lineup is producing and we don't need to bring the kids up. Me personally, I'd rather have a lineup producing and a chance at a playoff shot than seeing the kids. As much as I want to see the kids, I want to be in the playoffs.
And what if they're not showing their hand? What if they're not actually telling you the plan? I think Stearns is smart because he came in here and he said, whoa, we have to get these fans to realize we're not going out and signing Verlander and Scherzer and Marte and all these other guys like we did. Like, we have to bring their expectations down. The expectations are way too high for where we are. And there's some guys here that, like, I wouldn't have given Brandon Nimmo that much money. I don't know if we're giving Pete Alonso that much. I think we have to literally just turn the fan base down a notch, make some marginal moves, and then strike when it's our opportunity. That was their opportunity to sign J.D. Martinez. I don't see how anyone could be mad at it. I literally was like, they did it. The make it happen Mets. What I literally said about them, there was a Instagram video I saw, and some guy was preaching. He said, losers, let it happen. Winners, make it happen. And that's what I looked at the Mets as the last 2 years. Thanks for the call, James. When I called them the Make It Happen Mets in 2022, that's because every night, whether I was here, whether I was home, whether I was in Yankee Stadium, getting score updates, looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, I'm like, yo, they're the Make It Happen Mets. They're making these wins happen. They are taking these games. They're not out of any game. That's how you win 101 games. Last year, they were the Let It Happen Mets. They let everything happen to them. Everything. There's guys throwing at Pete. They had Scherzer's injury. They had Verlander's injury. Scherzer's rubbing alcohol. Pete, like, we could go on with all the different. The June swoon didn't win one series in June. They let everything happen to them. And then they end up with 74, 75 wins. Now they need to get back to making it happen. And when you add a bat like JD Martinez, that shows me that you're more inclined to making it happen than letting it happen. 877-337-6666. I don't have that much time left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets have acquired Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Whoa, 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 whoa. All right, my time's burning. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be done in like 25 minutes, so let's take as many calls as we can take. I think you know what we're talking about. We're talking about sports. As I see Cordero Patterson on my screen, I think that's a sneaky signing. The Rooneys and Mike Tomlin heard about the new kickoff rule. They're like, oh, yeah, bring Cordero Patterson back in, and let's see what he's got left in the tank. And let's see what you guys want to talk about. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Yankees, Rangers. All right, here we go. Josh is in Smithtown. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. I'm just curious. If I ask you the question, is Aaron Judge the best position player in baseball, would you say true or false?
I would say false.
What would you say? Who is the best then?
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, my question really is, I think that even if you say Acuna is better or
maybe there's two, three players you might say are better than Judge.
Judge is in the conversation no matter what.
Right. So do you think that Judge is then worth the money given his injury history that he has?
Do I think Judge is worth his current contract right now with the injury history that he has? Yes, because he went out there and won the AL MVP, took one away from Ohtani in history, like literally broke up his consecutive MVPs. He also broke the American League home run record, which will stand as honestly the clean, steroid-free record. He went out and had a ridiculous season, almost won the Triple Crown. He earned that money, and he made the Yankees pay him that money. The Yankees, I think, could have saved themselves at least $60 million. Yeah, Judge is worth every penny, but will he live up to that contract? I think it's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, that was really my next question, is that if you knew now what you knew then, would you still give him the contract?
I think at that time, no matter what the future held, you had to give him that deal because that was you bidding against the entire major leagues. Not the entire, like really like three or four teams. That was you bidding as a free agent to not lose a guy that you grew. He was homegrown that you made him. I don't know. I will always remember, especially thanks for the call, Josh, especially because of WFAN and for my memory, you know, being a part of WFAN, driving to the stadium, it was Tiki and Tierney, and they were hosting, and I'm parking the car. I think I was running a little bit late, and they throw Aaron Judge on the broadcast. I think I hear Marley Rivera and all that information coming out. I'm like, why? Why would they sour opening day like this, like an hour before the game, 2 hours before the game, whatever it was, and let us know that Aaron Judge turned down the contract extension and they didn't get a deal done? It was a tactic. It was a move that Brian Cashman thought he could get away with and thought that, I don't know. He thought that he could offer Judge that rate and Judge would accept it. Instead, Judge said, no, I'm not going to take it, and I'm going to go and channel that energy and have the best season of my career, and I don't think he'll ever have another season like that. And as he gets older, we're already seeing he ran into a wall. I know so many Yankee fans get so sensitive about, well, it was a fluke injury. I know. It was also a fluke injury when he got hit on his wrist. It was also a fluke injury when he broke his first rib. There's still injuries. It's still time missed. So when we talk about who's the best position player in baseball, a healthy Judge, he's got to be healthy. And when we talk about $40 a year for a 30-year-old player that is built like that, he's going to break down. That's why I jokingly said earlier, get him ready to play first base now. Because as soon as Rizzo's back flares up, who's playing first base for you? Oswaldo Cabrera? I don't know, son. I don't know. Down in Ocean, Joey's on the fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. So I called because I absolutely love the insanity of these new kickoff rules so much. They're so awful. You have to love them.
Did you see it play out? Did you see how it played out in the XFL? Because I didn't. I didn't watch the XFL at all. I don't have time for
that. No one watched the XFL.
We're watching baseball when the XFL is on.
But listen, like, this is right up there with old school friend sets of like how to improve baseball. Let's make the count 1-1 to start off the batting. It's right up there. It's so awful. It's awesome. I don't know how else to describe.
I got to see how it plays out. To me, I think it's going to be confusion. I think that these players didn't grow up with it, so it's something that they have to learn and rep and practice. And I don't expect it to yield the results that the NFL expects it to yield right away.
100% agree. But it's like, my question to you is, all right, so we're just making up rules left and right. We're just accommodating to do whatever. So what would be like the most absurd rule that would be the most amount of fun? What comes to like my head, because we are in March Madness, and maybe this is not the best example. We're in March Madness. What if, like, overtime, we just go to a game of horse? Like, just screw it. Let's just make up rules.
For college basketball?
At this point.
Horse?
Yeah, game of horse. Like,
I mean, let's just put a runner on second in extra innings. Thanks for the call, Joey. I'm not going for it. Like, I have to see how it plays out. But, like, why do we want to make up new rules? Why do we want to change the game that the kickoff starts the game, starts the half, and you kick the ball off after you score a touchdown, like, / field goal? I don't know why they have to reinvent the wheel here when it just, you should have left the kickoff the way that it was. And then you claim player safety. Man, there's no, you don't care about player safety. We're about to play a game on a Wednesday so you can get the Christmas eyes and dollars. You don't care about player safety. You've expanded the season a week, added an extra week, and I know you're going to expand the season so that it goes all the way to President's Day weekend so that we have the Monday off after the Super Bowl. Like, they can't sell me on this stuff with the NFL. I think they're just getting too far ahead of themselves, and that's why I say the NFL sucks. The NFL is bogus. The NFL sucks. Because they have gotten so greedy with this monopoly, they know they can do anything, and they got us. Yeah, we can change the game up completely. We can do anything, and they're going to eat it up. We've got them. We've built into this behemoth. We've built into this absolute juggernaut where we can do nothing wrong. They're not going to boycott us. They're not going to push back. We've got the fans and the players. They have to follow what we say. And now there's this whole new kickoff where I don't even care to learn about it. Kickoffs that hit the landing zone must be returned. Kickoffs that hit the landing zone, then go into the end zone, must be returned or downed by the receiving team. If downed, the receiving team would get the ball at its own 20-yard line. Kickoffs like, this is the NFL, not the XFL. This is the highest level of ball. And now we're changing the rules? I don't know. There are going to be radio hosts, maybe here, maybe elsewhere, that tell you, this is genius. This is great. But then there's going to be old-timey football guys that are going to say, I hate the NFL. I hate how it is now. I don't know what they're doing. We're too far gone. Matt is in New York. Let's talk about a sport that I've started to get more into now. I've gotten more into this sport because the NFL sucks. Well, that's when you start talking, Matt.
Hey, man. What's up? I didn't hear you go to me.
Sorry. That's all good. You're on.
Nice to talk to you, bro. It's always good to hear your voice.
Thanks.
I probably called 3 or 4 times so far. I was actually laughing. I heard you talking Rangers all fired up. You're like the Devils fan for Yankees for Rangers now, huh?
Yeah, and you know what I always say? This is my third season watching the Devils, and I would say that this was the most disappointing one. The first year, there were no expectations. The second year, they were ahead of schedule. This year, folks told me they were a top 3, top 5 team in the NHL, and some injuries, some scandal, some other things don't go their way with their goaltending and whatnot. And now here we are, you know, they fire the coach, and they're starting to figure it out somewhat, but it's too little too late. So I'm a little disappointed, but I always say with my Devils fandom, I'm too new into it to hold the, you know, the history of the rivalry. And like some, I've had Devils fans tell me, take your Devils jersey off talking about the Rangers like that. I'm like, shut up, dummy. I work for the fan. What am I supposed to do? Like, go on the fan and talk down on the Rangers? Like, this is New York. The Rangers are good. I'm giving them the props and the credit where it's due.
Yeah, you know, plus it's sports. I mean, listen, it's like that in every sport. A couple injuries, couple key things, couple bad decisions, you know, and it's derailed.
I'm not hating on it, man. If the Mets are better than the Yankees, I will get on this mic every night and say, hey, you guys got it. And there is a chance that the Mets start off this season better than the Yankees. There is a chance that the Mets are in a better position than the Yankees, and we'll have those conversations. My fandom, man, I'm starting to get rid of my fandom, honestly. I'm about to become a neutral member of the media. I have to dress like one at spring training with the Yankees. I came in here telling you guys I was a Dallas Cowboys fan. They've had the worst offseason I've seen in a long time. Coming off of 1-and-done, I'm about to give that up. I'm about to just be beep, boop, beep, AI, artificial intelligent sports talk radio guy.
Yeah, man, I might actually lose you, so I'm just going to get to what I was going to ask you in case I do, and then you can chat on and I'll listen to it. But basically, I don't know if you were listening to these guys today. Everybody was talking about Zach Wilson and that whole draft and like who made out better. The
I can't do it. I can't do it. I listened like, in and out, but I could not do it.
Know, my only thought is just like, if you look, unless you were getting Trevor Favre, which just screwed up because they won that last game where, you know, instead of getting the first pick, who else was a good quarterback in that draft? No one.
It was a terrible class. From Trey Lance, that nobody knows what he's going to be, but Jerry Jones messed up the whole market trading for these guys, trading a fourth-round pick for him. Mac Jones, Davis Mills.
Right. I mean, listen, the guy that got traded this year to Pittsburgh, Justin Fields. He was the only other guy, good guy, besides Barnes. Who knows who's top field's going to be in the long run.
It's tough to hit on these quarterbacks, and this is a talented class of quarterbacks coming in, and so much of it depends on where they land and what situation they're in for them to succeed. Justin Fields can run the ball. He's one of the fastest guys we've ever seen play the quarterback position. He's got a strong arm. He's had different offensive coordinators, had nobody around. Like, he had a raw deal.
He put him in a good system. I would have actually
No, the Jets have 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers and 34-year-old Tyrod Taylor, and most likely 24-year-old Zach Wilson backing them both up. Thanks for the call, Matt. Yeah, I don't know. I came from spring training. It is the week that baseball is about to start. I've been off for a week. I don't care so much about what, like, the football stuff for me today that I talked about was the Peacock game, how the playoffs are going to be on Amazon, the stupid kickoff rule that they're changing with, how the NFL sucks, in my opinion. And I love football. I was a college football player. I would not be on the Fan if I didn't pay for college, putting that stupid helmet on and running into other guys. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, now they got the Christmas game. They're getting greedy. They're doing too much. Like, they've gotten to a point where they're out of control, where it's not the same anymore at all. Pretty soon, I don't know where to predict they're going to go. But I understand going back and looking at Saquon Barkley and Sam Darnold, or leaning into what John Mara says about the Giants, or what Woody Johnson has to say. But for me, it's just like I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do it. Maybe if I had a co-host and I had somebody to pre-show be like, hey, we should talk about this, then maybe it could pull me in that direction and it'd be more of a back and forth. But for me, I'm just like, yo, I haven't even spoken on Ohtani yet, or the Soul Series, or JD Martinez, or, you know, DJ LeMahieu being out, or what the Yankees and Mets look like. I'm just going to do that because in 2 days we'll have actual baseball to talk about. It's about to be actually baseball season, and the NFL sucks. They don't deserve all of this airtime when they're not even – it's not even the week of the draft yet. We're not even – the draft is a month away. I'm done with the NFL right now. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't call up because I've got 3 calls to get to, and I'd like to get to all of those people before my show ends in like 10, 11 minutes. Let's go to break right now.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay. That's it, man. Let's take my last 3 calls. We'll go in order. Mogo, Rocco, George, Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is the last 5 minutes or so that I have. Thanks for listening. Whether you gave me 5 minutes or 5 hours, that's another one in the books. And like I said, we're going into baseball season. We still have some March Madness, still have some Nets games. These 5-hour shows won't happen too often. I'll be on late. We'll do the KM to 2 a.m. thing. So let's take the last bit of calls I have tonight, and then I'll be back on later tomorrow. Mogo in Rockland County is on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Happens to be. I wasn't a big radio guy, but then my friend Dave and Ari got me into this, and I've listened to your show all the time, so thank you.
We're keeping the radio alive. I was just in the TikTok chat ranting about a couple things with, like, how WFAN has had to evolve and how, you know, the app is what it is and how we're doing different things. And it's not 1987. It's not 1997. It's not even 2007. But we're still here.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Rangers. First of all, for all those people that kept on saying that Lafreniere was going to be a bust, he's just really turning it on. He's, 22 goals. Probably hit the most posts in the NHL.
Yeah, people say a lot, especially here in New York, especially on this radio station, especially on the internet. What they say, what they say and what actually happens are two different things.
Yeah, that's true. Also, I want to know, how far do you think the Rangers can make it this year?
They can win the whole thing. They're one of the best teams. If things fall their way in the playoffs, we could be at the Rangers parade in June.
Yeah. I really think that they have a chance this year. I've been waiting for years for this to happen, so hopefully this is the year.
Yeah, 30 years since the last one, right? Maybe this is the year, 2024, 1994. I saw back after this posted Mike and Chris on a WFAN, like, red, like, convertible in the parade back in 94. And I guess the caption was something along the lines like, oh, they didn't watch any of the games. Yeah, so what? You don't have to watch the Rangers games to be in the New York parade representing WFAN. They were kings at the time, kings of the radio. And someone in the chat was just like, oh, WFAN is terrible without Mike and Craig. And that's why I went off on a rant. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, two guys, and they are two legends that helped literally make this station, but they also didn't break the station. There's still a lot of people putting in work. There's still a lot of people coming in here doing shows. And not for nothing, like, WFAN is not going anywhere. You can say whatever you want online. You can have your own opinions. Like, you're still listening. You're still watching. People are still writing. Check the numbers. There's still number one shows, top ratings. They're not selling this radio station. We'll be on in August when the other radio station isn't on FM anyway. I don't even have enough time to go off on my rant. Let's go to my guy Rocco in Saratoga. He's always got something to say.
Yeah, Keith, how you doing, buddy? How is it going?
Good. Glad to be back. Glad to be back on air and proving that WFAN does have some talent outside of Mike Francesa, the Mad Dog, and Craig Carton.
Nah, that's good. Oh, that's old school. That's fine. We're moving new school. We got new guys.
And
I
respect
love
to
Al.
Him.
I love you guys.
Yeah, Al filled in for me. I know Rami got an opportunity. I'm glad that when I step out, and I said this before I left, I'm glad when I step out that other people that are here get an opportunity to fill in and shine. And like, that's great, and it gives us an opportunity to flex that, like, there's some young people here too, right? Younger than me. So the station isn't going anywhere. There's talent. There's talent built in. There's people waiting in the wings.
Rami is great too. Rami is up-and-comer.
You don't get in here if you're not good. Like, you don't get in here. Like, you can't get on the mic and be like, bidi 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 bidi.
Nah, come on. Nah, you're not getting on WFAN if you're good. Yeah, you're No way. Come on. New York. This New York, Keith.
You gotta have something. Yeah, you gotta have something.
Go to Des Moines or somewhere to do that.
Not even there.
Not gonna do that in New York. Hey, how's the little big man, Keith? How's the little big man?
He's great, Rocco. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry, Rock. I just thought you were gonna say some sports stuff, and then we went to the baby. And I know somebody doesn't want to hear about the baby again. My last call of the night goes to George out on Staten Island. Go for it, George.
How are you, my friend?
I'm great, and my son is great, but we got less than a minute left on this show, so you...
Well, okay, so really, really quick, I'm a long-time listener, big-time fan of yours. Like yourself, I'm a lot older than you, but I am a die-hard Cowboy fan and Yankee fan.
Oh,
misery loves company, as they say.
Yeah.
Really quick, let's say all things panning out, Yankees really stink up the joint, right? And you're approaching that proverbial, mid-season, the trading deadline. Do you... Or in your right mind and stuff, would you try and sell off whatever assets, rentals that you can? For example, Glaber, and do I say Soto?
No, they won't. They're going for it all the way. There is no selling off. I mean, they didn't sell last year. They didn't do anything. If anything, I'll expect them to do nothing again. There's a lot of pride involved, and I think Brian Cashman is very prideful, rightfully so. He's the eternal GM of the New York Yankees. All right. C-Max coming up next, and in my TikTok, Andrew says, hey, have C-Max do a TikTok live too. So, all right, C-Max, fire up your TikTok and go live so the people can see you. Stay tuned for his show. He'll take you the next 5 hours till 5 a.m. I appreciate everybody that checked in. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM concludes. I'm out of here. Back later tomorrow. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.